1320 WILS. Let's talk about your health and let's talk about food. Melissa Hardwig is with us. She's a certified sports nutritionist, author of the New York Times bestselling book, It Starts With Food, but her brand new book, The Whole 30 Cookbook. Melissa, great to have you on WILS.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You developed this program, the Whole 30 program. What is that exactly?
So the Whole 30 is kind of an anti-diet. It's not a weight loss program. It's not a quick fix. We're all about pushing the reset button with your health, your habits, and your relationship with food. We have a 30-day program that targets your cravings, your metabolism, your digestion, and your immune system, mm-hmm. and teaches you how to create the perfect diet for you, because there is no one-size-fits-all.
Okay, well, what's generally wrong with the way most of us are eating right now?
Well, I think most of us have a really unhealthy emotional relationship with food. We don't always feel like we're in control of our food choices, and there are certain foods that once we start eating them, we can't stop eating them. Mm-hmm. And I also think we have some things in our diet that are not doing us any favors in terms of our energy levels, our sleep, our digestion, our mood.
What would those things be primarily?
Well, it's the stuff that the Whole 30 eliminates, the foods that are really, really commonly problematic. So added sugar, alcohol, grains, some forms of legumes like soy and peanuts and beans and dairy can be really commonly problematic. Hmm. And I don't know how those foods will work for you until you eliminate them during the Whole 30 protocol and then bring them back in really carefully and systematically and see what happens.
Is it a low-carb approach? Is that kind of what it is?
It's not low-carb by design. You're not tracking your meals. You're not, you know, purposefully eating fewer carbohydrates. But by default of the food choices you're making, because you're not eating processed stuff and you're eating far more vegetables and fruit, it tends to be lower carb in the end. Mm.
And no alcohol, too? Is that what you said?
Not for 30 days. Nope. Mm,
that's a long time.
I feel like... Sorry about that. I think you can do anything for a month, you know?
Okay. No, so this is just 30. Now, what happens after 30 days?
So after the 30 days, you've eliminated these foods. You've seen all of these improvements in your energy and sleep and body composition and aches and pains. Then it's time to figure out which foods may be having a negative impact on you. So you're going to bring those foods back into your diet very carefully and systematically, one at a time, and see what changes. Hmm. If you bring something back in and all of a sudden your shoulder pain is back, your skin breaks out, or your digestion goes crazy, then you know that that food may not work for you in that context.
Melissa Hardwig with us. The brand new book is The Whole 30 Cookbook, which I'm looking at now. It's a beautiful book. In fact, the pictures are making me incredibly hungry just looking at them. Have you made many of these meals yourself then?
Oh, I've made a lot of them myself, and I've got to test almost all of them, and they are delicious.
They do look delicious.
Such a good job.
The chapters, there's eggs, red meat, pork, poultry, fish, and shellfish. Now, when it comes to eggs, is that a daily thing to eat, you think?
You totally can. You know, I know that people worry about cholesterol in the diet, but cholesterol is far more profoundly influenced by the inflammation going on in your body. Because we're an anti-inflammatory program, you can afford to eat some eggs or some red meat in your diet and not worry about all of the downstream effects to heart health and some of these other lifestyle-related diseases and conditions.
So what, now, chapter two is red meat. Now, in terms of eating red meat, how frequently should that be eaten?
You know, I feel like if you just put all of your protein sources in good rotation, and we're not encouraging a carnivorous approach, it's very moderate portions of protein with lots and lots of plants. Mm-hmm. I think you can afford to eat red meat on a regular basis, kind of in the mix with other chicken and poultry and seafood and fish and eggs.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your favorite meal out of the entire cookbook, would you say?
Oh, that's so hard to pick just one. There's a beef and ancho spice butternut squash enchilada in the book that we use collard greens to wrap in instead of a traditional flour tortilla. Uh-huh. And instead of sour cream, we are making a cashew cream. It is so delicious, really hearty and filling. I don't think anyone would be disappointed with that meal.
That sounds great. What's the problem with dairy, by the way?
You know, dairy is very typically problematic in terms of digestion. It can be really closely correlated with conditions like asthma and allergies, type 1 diabetes, especially in kids. The milk proteins can be problematic. The lactose can be problematic. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's commonly problematic, but to varying degrees, and you won't know how it works for you until you go through the protocol yourself.
Fish and shellfish. Do you think Americans eat enough fish?
I think it would be great if Americans ate more wild-caught fish rich in heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acids like salmon. So, yeah, we've got quite a few of those recipes in the book.
Is that your favorite type of recipe, the salmon recipe in the book? Or?
Yeah, I think the salmon's really good. There's a salmon in there with, like, a mango salsa that is one of my favorites, too.
Yeah, well, how do you do the salmon? Just put it in the oven, or...?
You can broil it, you can pan fry it, and if you leave the skin gets nice and crispy, and that's a really good source of added fat as well. Or you can just toss it in the oven with a little bit of lemon juice and some olive oil and sea salt and let it cook for about 15 minutes, and you're good to go.
In terms of, do you count calories in these meals? Is that part of the equation?
Nope, no calorie counting, no weighing, no measuring, no tracking your meals. You are eating whole, real, natural food to satiety.
That's
why I say we're like an anti-diet.
I love that. But what about the calories in, calories out, phenomenon or idea?
You know, it's really hard to overeat real food. Real food has built-in breaks. It's protein and fat and fiber and micronutrients and water. And your body is really good at telling you whether you're hungry or full. Mm-hmm. It's just really hard at telling you that when you're eating all of these heavily processed, super normally stimulating foods. So on the Whole30, you can trust the signals your body is sending you.
It's the Whole30 cookbook. I noticed I'm looking through the pictures, every one of them looks delicious, but they all have vegetables on every plate. Is that part of the idea?
We do like you to eat your veggies. Yeah, a good variety of vegetables with every meal. That's where you're going to get, you know, your energy from carbohydrates, but also the vast majority of your nutrients are packed right into those vegetables.
And the one of the chapters, nibbles and drinks. So when it comes to the drinks, what do you get to drink?
So you can have plain old water, but that gets really boring really fast. So we encourage the consumption of seltzer water, naturally flavored water like LaCroix. You can do hint water, which is naturally flavored, non-carbonated. You can do herbal teas, coconut water, unsweetened almond milk, kombucha. You can make herbal tea, and we've got a few mocktail recipes. If you want to celebrate and be festive without the alcohol, you can make a pitcher of something that's really tasty without the next morning hangover.
Melissa Hardwick, the book, fantastic book. It'll give you ideas you've never even imagined. To make some delicious meals. I mean, I'm going to go home and make one myself here in a minute. The Whole30 Cookbook. It's the Whole30 Cookbook, brand new from Melissa Hardwig. Melissa, thank you for joining us on WYLS.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your Whole30 meal.
Looking forward to it.